today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We are pleased to be joined online now by Megan Kurasek. She will be the NDP nominee for the riding of Central Peace Notley when we get to the next provincial election. So I guess, first of all, Megan, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm happy to be on the radio station that I grew up listening to.
All right. Well, Kurs, as we mentioned earlier, Kurs, you have got the NDP nomination, so you'll be in the next provincial election for the riding of Central Peace Notley. What, I guess, made you decide to put your name forward and take the shot at kind of running in the election here?
Oh, for me, I mean, it's mostly a matter of community service. I ran because I wanted to make sure that our constituents had a strong voice in the legislature, who have, like, being represented by somebody who has the skills to negotiate and respectfully engage in topic matters, being informed about the issues and the research. So for me, it was a matter of respecting the constituents and wanting them to have a strong representative, and then not necessarily seeing those options presented, so wanting to help out where I feel I have a matching skill set.
And guessing kind of some of the work you've done in trying to get this nomination here and kind of going around the constituency, which is a pretty large one as well, what are some of the kind of issues that you've heard from people out there?
Thanks for the question. So yeah, it's the second largest constituency in the province. So it's huge, and that meant a fair amount of driving around and engaging with constituents, which I was very happy to do and I'm looking forward to do a lot more of. I think that issues for our constituents, they are wide-ranging, as they would be anywhere. But, you know, we hear everything from concerns about the environment to concerns about staff shortages in healthcare and just access to public healthcare, which is a particularly pressing issue in rural regions where we have to drive further and have experienced even more staff shortages with paramedics and ER rooms being shut down sometimes. Of course, I spoke to a lot of parents who were concerned about the changes to the curriculum, and, you know, agriculture is always going to be, I'm always going to hear from farmers because I'm trying to engage with farmers, and farming is close to my heart. So you hear all kinds of issues about farming, from the average age of farmers to problems with succession planning, so on and so forth.
And when it comes to sort of the stuff that's in your background, what are some things that can help you when it comes to trying to, I guess, sort of be a voice for the region there?
To me, it really matters how I want to approach the work as an MLA. I have a very long history having studied political science, so I know the issues from that standpoint. But then once I entered the more typical workforce, I've worked for the provincial government in political and northern issues for Northern Alberta Development Council, and also in other various capacities. But that brings me a unique perspective of both understanding issues from like a larger stand back perspective, but then also on the ground having engaged with municipal leaders across the north about what they're practically seeing playing out with their residents. And so for me, it's important that I engage very heavily with those municipal leaders and the constituents so that I can get to know the practical side of the issues. And then it's important for me to be able to translate what I hear from my constituents and the residents into a negotiation with other MLAs at the provincial level in a way in which I'll be respected in both places of work. So for me, it's very important that I develop collaborative relationships in both places, so that when I bring issues forward, they're res- expected as important issues to pay attention to.
And you mentioned some of the stuff about issues in the area. Certainly, healthcare in rural communities is a big one. Of course, a lot of focus recently with cost of living and those kinds of things. And certainly, the economy is always going to be sort of top of mind there. And I know it's a little ways before we get to the provincial election, but when, I guess when it comes to your sort of platform, so to speak, what are some things you got when it comes to sort of that economic diversity and trying to improve that in the region?
Well, I think in some ways it's too early to be talking about establishing that platform because we can be quite a long ways out now from the election, and a lot can change between now and then. But of course, as an NDP candidate, we want to make life more affordable for everyday Albertans. And there are many things that the NDP has already brought forward that the UCP government could be doing to make life affordable, more affordable for Albertans. We do have a surplus on the books, and there are practical ways that we could put into action right now, ways to help Albertan families make ends meet in a time of unprecedented inflation. There are things like recapping auto insurance, addressing the surge in prices in electricity, addressing the increased costs that have come through in the last 4 years on school bus fees, who obviously in a rural area rely on buses to get their kids to school, putting a cap on tuition for our young adults and mature students who are trying to further education to get a better job and have a good economic prospects in their lives. There are many things that we could be doing right now to help families make ends meet.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here at the Training 55 Haunts, we always like to throw in a little personal question, kind of show, hey, these politicians can be people too sometimes. And
of course.
Yeah. And anyhow, of course, obviously there's a bit of a commitment involved with running into a sort of running for politics, that kinds of things. I guess when you're what is kind of, I guess, the day job for you, kind of sort of away from the political seat, if you will?
I work for the provincial government. But, when I'm not doing my day job and I'm not campaigning, I'm spending as much quality time as I possibly can with my family because, there's never enough time and we have to make use of what we can. And I have a partner who is wonderful, and we have a 2.5-year-old son, and there's just nothing better than kicking back and enjoying some quality time with them and playing cars or going to the lake to cool off.
Yeah, that's definitely something, a good idea right about now. But anyhow, Maggie Kurasik, thanks for joining us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat today.
Okay, thank you so much.